Do you see an angel? Maybe he or she is besides you. Our brothers, our sisters. So if we really believe in God, we know that He will always protect us. He will use all means for us to be safe. We just need to do our part and believe. Guardian angels are protectors sent by God. In our Catholic belief, we are all guarded by angels. According to Saint Jerome, a doctor of the Church, feast we celebrated last September 30th, wrote in his commentary on the Gospel of Matthew, "How great the dignity of the soul, since each one has from birth an angel commissioned to guard it." So there is an angel assigned to each one of us, willing to lead, guide, and drive us to God. They are beside or in front to shield and safeguard us from danger or evil. So belief in guardian angels were common among many cultures in ancient times. In the Old Testament, the evidence of protecting angels is frequent. Some examples: an angel led Lot to safety before the destruction of Sodom. During the Exodus, an angel is appointed as leader of the Israelites, and God tells Moses, "My angel will go before you," in our today's first reading. So there is the lovely story of the angel Raphael, who took protective care of Tobias as he went in search of a bride and for medicine to heal his blind father in the book of Tobit. In Psalm 90, verse 11, we read, "For to his angels he has given command about you, that they guard you in all your ways." Ironically, these words were used by Satan, tempting Jesus to jump from the top of the temple. In the book of Daniel, in chapter 10, angels are entrusted to take care of particular districts. It is clear that the Old Testament understood God's angels are messengers carrying out His will, including the protection of people. In the New Testament, angels are frequently the links between God and His people. So we have Jesus say, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look up on the face of my heavenly Father." Our gospel for today. So there is the angel who consoled Jesus during his agony in the garden. It was an angel who delivered Peter from prison. And in the letter to Hebrews, we read, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation?" So, my sisters and brothers, the Old Testament and the New Testament testified that angels are protectors from God. The angels are God's own army for us to be safe from any evil forces. They will be with us every day. We just need to acknowledge and follow them through our conscience and insights. As angels always helped us, let us do the same to one another. Be an angel, a guide, protector, an instrument of good for others. When I was a child, maybe some of you too, I was taught by this prayer, and we are encouraged to teach this prayer to our children. So we pray, Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, even this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Holy guardian angels, pray for us.